Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is August 1st.
Yes,
the first.
2020.
It's the first day of the month.
Yes.
Let's applaud the first. Let's applaud the first. Like, God, who knows?
Back to school, allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly going back to school.
Yeah, they said they're going back at least 2 days a week and the rest remote. I mean, that's Gloucester County, but I don't know about any other town.
We will see. We will see. But today, you know, usually we talk about, you know, what everything is everything, but sports is our main niche.
Sports, news.
News, things of that nature. But today, you know, I am a huge supporter and lover of battle rap. And today I watch Ultimate Madness Season 2.
Yeah, URL present. It was like a tournament. The winner wins 25. First place winner wins 25,000. Second place wins $1,000. And third place wins 500. So the winner of today's match advances to the next round in two weeks.
Mm-hmm. And I believe if they if they make it to the finals, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I believe they go to get on another card, a big card,
which
is Summer Madness.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's how it's going to go, but
okay.
I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, that's the rumor in these battle rap streets, but I love me some battle rap.
Yeah. So we're trying to reach out to different people, try to get some more different viewers, different subscribers. So we're going to recap the Ultimate Madness Season 2.
It was today. First of all, I wouldn't even call it an event. It was just the first round of the tournament. Out of 10, I would give it an 8 or a 7.
I was going to say like a 7, yeah.
7 or 8.
It was on Caffeine for anybody who wants to watch it, which is free. It's a free streaming service. They seem to have some kind of contest or battle raps every Saturday lately. But Caffeine actually straightened out their live streaming, and it didn't drop as much as it has in previous.
This was actually pretty clean for the most part.
Yes.
Pretty clean for the most part. I don't remember like how the battles came out or which ones came out first and all, but we'll do all. How many battles was it?
Eight
of them.
There's eight rounds.
We can do all eight of them.
I think it was Blue Easy and Emerson Kennedy first, and then Danny Meyer second.
Okay, so Emerson Kennedy.
I didn't really even see that battle, so
I didn't, but that was the
battle that was on when I was like turning it on.
Yeah, I you know what? Let's applaud them. They started on time.
A round of applause because they did away with when you bought a pay per view. And in between each round, you had to sit there a half an hour of bullshit before the next battle came on.
Yeah.
And they went right into the next battle.
Yep, so definitely got it together, man. I mean.
Well, I thought he didn't own it anymore. I thought Smack sold the URL.
No. That was just a rumor. But he made it, I guess they're partners.
He partnered with Caffeine.
Partnered with Caffeine.
Okay.
He's a partner. So I believe Beasley, who's like him and Smacker, they started the URL. I seen it on a video on, I believe it was like 15 Minutes of Fame or Hip Hop is Real, that he said that they did not sell the rights to the URL. They sold the streaming rights.
Okay.
So Caffeine has the streaming rights up only of live events.
Okay.
So they have, when they have the live events going off, like,
it'll be on Caffeine instead of pay-per-view.
Yeah, like basically
you can
Caffeine
only
has
watch
the,
it on Caffeine.
Yeah. At the live
at
show.
At that time.
Yes. So I guess they're just getting views from the live shows. And then after that, you know, URL puts it on their app. And then,
which you have to pay for.
Which is $8 a month. Oh, it's not bad. I mean, but I don't have it anymore because they were putting BS on there, and I'm not really feeling that. But
I'll give it to you. This Elijah, the beard god, if you're watching. You do. Your beard does look like smack. It does. It looks exactly like smacks.
Yeah, I think that's deliberate. Deliberately done.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today. I was like, yeah, he looks like Elijah. And you're like, yeah, I think Elijah does that on purpose.
Yeah. That's definitely what Elijah does.
So the beard god, you have a smack beard.
But let's get into it. Let's get into the first battle. That we
all
saw,
right, so the first battle, Guizzi and Emerson Kennedy. We didn't see that through one.
From what I've heard from everybody, said that Emerson Kennedy destroyed Guizzi. They said Guizzi was stumbling, fumbling, and bumbling all over his words.
Choking.
You know what? Guizzi just doesn't win battles, man.
Really?
No, he doesn't. Last time I seen him win a battle was probably like 2-3 years ago. He won. He had a close battle with Geechee Gotti. I think he kind of, like, some people actually say that he beat Geechee Gotti. Then I seen him have a really good battle against Reaper Rell, who was battling Danny Myers tonight. And since then, I haven't seen him win. He loses.
So bad.
Either he's ill-prepared, he's stumbling, he's fumbling,
he
he's bumbling.
He doesn't have a good memory or something.
His preparation is not right. He's not taking it seriously. Something's off with Guizzi.
This is potentially for $25,000.
Yeah,
you would think they'd all be coming with their A game. I mean, I would.
Not Guizzi.
You'd want to make it to the next round. Well, there is a couple of them that I thought weren't $25,000 worthy rounds.
About the same time. Yeah, this is the first round.
Yeah, it'll get tougher.
Round for round, you have to just take your guy one man at a time. One man at a time.
How many rounds are they going to do?
So it's the semifinal.
Next one has four. So it went from 8 to 4.
Five rounds. So it's first round with the
it's eight. Second round is four.
Is it eight or 16?
Four.
16.
There are 16 battles.
16, then 8, then 4, then 2.
And that's it.
Winner,
yeah. Okay.
So, that's how we're gonna go.
All right.
I mean, Emerson Kennedy. Let's applaud Emerson Kennedy. From what I heard, I didn't watch it. He was in the middle of whooping Guizzi's ass. Yeah, what's the number to the show?
So anyone who wants to call in, 516-387-1179. We're on right now. If you want to call in, talk about the show rep.
We're talking about
516-387-1879.
Oh, what's
the other thing? You can check our store, buy a t-shirt, Overworked and underpaid. That's our new series.
Overworked and underpaid.
This is direct at National Delivery, but we can put whatever you want, whatever company you work for on there. You get your own overworked and underpaid t-shirt or other kind of t-shirt you want. BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com, $20 for a t-shirt. Helps out. Buy a t-shirt. Support our channel. You can follow us on YouTube, YUN9 space SLYM. Like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. You can visit our live streams on blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224, or you can follow us on Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio, or Facebook, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Okay. Pay some bills.
Right? Or you can donate to the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. If you want a t-shirt, throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
That's Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App. Okay.
All right,
so Kennedy won. Let's go.
The next round that we actually saw was Danny Myers and Reaper Rell. So that was round two. From what I saw, it was 2-1 Danny Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that, all the way to Danny Myers. Reaper Rell didn't have enough energy. He didn't come with enough energy. And he forgot his first. He choked in the first.
Wait a second. I felt like Reaper Rell's energy was great. I liked Reaper Rell's energy.
I mean, I feel like Danny Myers is giving out more.
Well, Danny Myers is a different kind of animal. He really is. He's my, from the great garden, the beautiful Garden State, Jersey. But Danny Myers from California, but I believe, from what I saw, Danny was bringing energy.
Yeah, he was bringing energy. Yeah, he definitely
was. But I feel like Reaper Rell was also bringing the energy. Like he, it wasn't the energy.
He stepped it up. Like, he came in the first round. The second round, he was a little flat. And then he stepped up in the third.
Well, he choked in the first. Yeah. Second round, he turned it up.
He turned it up.
And then the third, I still think.
That could be debatable.
His third wasn't as good as his second.
Right.
But I just still feel like Danny was just a little bit too much.
In the end, it comes down to who you like better, really. That's honestly
what this sport is.
Is it all about popularity and who you like better? Your preference. Like,
I forget how the judges, I think all the judges scored it 40.
Yes.
40.
They all scored 40 until the next.
No. 40 bars. That was the only female judge.
Yeah.
Method Man, Iron Solomon,
Tony,
and Tony Bro.
Yeah, they were the four judges.
I think they all picked Danny for that one.
And he won the fan vote.
And he won the fan vote. So it was pretty much a 5-5
unanimous vote.
5-0 for Danny. But Danny, it would have took a really, 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 really crazy performance by Reaper Rell to beat Danny Myers.
Really?
Because Danny has the bigger name.
Mm-hmm. But more popular,
Danny
more
brings,
fans.
Yeah, more fans. Danny brought the energy. And Reaper, I feel like Reaper was almost matching Danny's energy, but I just feel like he couldn't touch him. He was definitely missing something, but he also couldn't touch him. And when it came down to being popular,
yeah.
Danny Myers is a fan favorite. Everybody loves Danny Myers. Danny Myers is probably like 40-something years old.
He had the one line that I still love. He was like something like, oh, no, that was the next one. That's the next battle.
Okay.
Not Reaper Rell. I would make him up.
Yeah, but Reaper, he wasn't as sloppy as some of the other guys in this tournament.
Some of them were bad.
And I feel like he was like one of the guys that lost, but still showed up completely. And
tried. He did try, yes. Yeah. He put a valiant effort in.
And deserves whatever praises that anybody wants to give him, because I feel like I would like to see Reaper Rell a little bit more.
Let's give him Reaper Rell. Right, and a lot of guys
that so-called won.
Yes.
I think, like, Reaper Rell actually
performed better than that. Had better bars, yeah.
So, what was the next one? Let's go to the next one. I think it was Steams and Mr. Wavy.
Mr. Wavy and Steams.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I feel like Steams was definitely...
Mr. Wavy won.
Mr. Wavy
won.
Yeah, Mr. Wavy definitely won. But I feel like Steams was like kind of choppy / sloppy.
Forgetting his line. He was backpedaling. He'd say a lot. He was repeating himself. And he knew he was forgetting his shit because he was repeating it.
Yeah. I think he got outperformed by Mr. Wavy. It wasn't like what Mr. Wavy was saying was so crazy, but it was the way he was saying. He was performing.
Steams didn't bring enough energy. At one point, they're like in the bottom part of the chat. They're like, was it him? Where they're like, is it kind of pass out, or is it?
I know that was Tink. That was Tink. But basically, Mr. Wavy outperformed them, and what's his name? It just didn't bring enough energy.
No.
He didn't bring the energy that
Mr.
was...
Mr. Wavy was putting it out. Because that's what keeps... Steams lost my attention. I can't really tell you much about that battle because when it came to his part, I was like, play the game, smoking off. Like, I just... He didn't capture my attention.
He didn't have enough... He was dry and flat and he was stumbling. That's a good way to put it. Dry, flat, and stumbling. Like, he didn't bring enough... I'm here to win. He didn't have no confidence in his bars.
Or himself.
Like, Wavy was confident, and you could tell. You could definitely tell. It was just like, okay, Steams is just here rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Steams is here rapping, and
he's trying.
Mr. Wavy came here to win.
He's trying, but he doesn't think he's going to win. But he's still trying. That's what that looked like.
Yeah.
In his mind, he didn't think he was going to be able to win. And you can tell, you can feel that, you can see that on his stage. Like,
I mean, I don't know if he didn't think he was going to win, but I just think that he didn't bring a winning formula. He didn't have no energy.
His energy,
I've seen a better themes than that.
Really?
I've seen better themes than that. Like, you have to bring a better, like, I know I'm a nobody, and no, I'm not a blogger or nothing like that. I'm just a fan talking about it after the fact. And if you want to win, and if you ever get into another tournament or something like this, man, you gotta bring more energy.
Yes.
Why? That's why none won.
At least
none,
the person you're battling.
Yes.
You have to have more oomph. It doesn't matter what words are coming out of your mouth, but if you're spitting with fire and
enthusiasm, yes,
you're gonna win.
Yes.
You get your hands going and
yeah,
your
and
face.
You're talking,
shit,
you're
like,
walking on.
It doesn't matter. Mr. Wavy was talking about potatoes and vegetables. And like, yeah, he's not even rapping about anything, but he's bringing it with.
And he brought it with confidence, conviction, and he basically outperformed, outshined him, and just looked better doing it than Steve's.
Yeah,
Steve's was a little stumbly, like wasn't confident in what he was saying, and nah.
Yeah, Mr. Wavy deserved that.
Mr. Wavy definitely moves on to the next round. Congratulations, Mr. Wavy. Let's applaud him. Was that the next one?
Young Cannon, yes. Yes, because none of them was after him. And then it was Franchise,
okay.
Then
okay.
Pussy.
Okay. Bill Collector.
And Young Cannon.
And Young Cannon.
Now, the judges said it was Bill Collector, 4-0.
All of them said it.
Yes.
All judges said that Bill won it. What was that?
3-0.
They said it was 3-0.
3-0. Or 2-1. It was 2-1.
They said it was 2-1.
Now, we think it was Young Cannon 2-1.
I
don't think it was Young
Cannon.
I do not agree that Bill Collector won. I don't think 40 Bars thought Bill Collector
yeah,
won.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
She just like she didn't even get into explaining why like she did on for everybody else in the car. She's just like I'm gonna have Scout Bill Collector.
With her head down.
With her head down. Like
she didn't say it with no conviction.
Like
she
somebody
paid
her
drunk.
Off or something. Like I'm gonna have to go with Bill Collector.
Like. I don't know what that was, man. I really don't. Like,
and
that was... Listen, let's not get it fucked up. Like, Bill Collector was...
You know, he had one of my favorite... I forget what he said. You look like you're young, like Morgan Freeman or something.
Yes,
like,
yes. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So, like,
he threw out some Carson
like Morgan Freeman. No one's ever saw you young or something like
that. Yeah, like Morgan Freeman or something.
Yeah, that was
he's
crazy.
Like, I've been here for 10 years. No one's ever saw you young like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome. But Bill was great. Yo, that was one of the best I've ever seen Bill Collector, man. Actually, rap. Bill Collector was rapping, but I just still think that Young Cannon did more.
And a lot of the fans think Young Cannon won, too. I forget what the fan vote was on that.
They gave it...
I know
the
judge, it was unanimous. All four judges picked Bill Collector. But I forget. Did the fans pick Young Cannon?
No, I'm not sure.
Young Cannon picked Bill Collector.
I think so. It might have been something like that, man.
I know there was a lot of upset fans in the comments. Like, yo, Young Cannon got robbed. It's 2-1, like, Bill Collector didn't win.
He deserved better than
that.
But then
he won off of his name. He had a bigger name.
Bill Collector, Bill Collector has a big name, but so does one. Yeah. YK, like, Young Cannon definitely has a decent name. He's no slouch, but he definitely, YK, I just thought, man.
This is my first time.
What I've been hearing
Cannon,
people say that Young Cannon.
I picked Young Cannon. Like,
I think
Young Cannon was better. I preferred Young Cannon's bar better.
But Bill Collector was a little bit more direct than Young
towards
Cannon.
Him. Like he wrote them for this battle specifically, whereas Young Cannon was just spitting out everyday bars that he could use on anybody.
Yeah, like basically, Cannon's bars could have went for anybody.
Yeah,
he wasn't direct enough.
Right,
I'll say that he wasn't direct enough. So. I guess that's why they gave it to Bill. I don't know. That one was a close battle. It felt like Cannon rapped maybe a little bit longer.
Right.
Than Bill.
Yeah, because didn't he like come short at the end of the last round, like a couple seconds?
Yeah, Bill was short.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill was short in the third round.
Yeah.
So I think people were just, I don't know. I feel like Young Cannon won, man.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm a huge Young Cannon fan.
And
but besides being a Young Cannon fan,
like,
I still think Bill won. I mean, I'm sorry. I still think Cannon won.
I agree. I still think
Cannon won. Like, regardless if. I think Cannon won. I think he out-rapped Bill. Bill was
great. He was great.
Some
Don't
shit.
Get fucked
like,
up. He was great.
He was definitely
that
great.
That was one of the best battles of the night.
Yeah, it
the
really was. It was. They were scrapping.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
Like the third rally. Oh, it's gonna come down to this. Like it's gonna come down to this round.
I think Cannon won. I think it was 1-1 going into the
And Cannon had a stronger third round than Bill.
I think he did. I think he did. So I said it was what
2-1 Young Cannon.
Well, 2-1 Young Cannon. But which round did I give him?
Second and third.
I think it was the second and I can't remember.
Second and third, and Bill Collector got the first. Bill Collector was throwing shit out. The Morgan Freeman thing. He threw some shit out. Carson Wentz and the Eagles. He did have some. I don't remember exact words, but he did have some like nice things in there.
Bill was rapping.
Bill
moves on
to the next round. The next was one of the big upsets. Was Nun versus Loso.
Yeah, hold up before we get into it. Nun won, but give Nun a round of applause.
Remember us from Berlin when you were battling Berlin?
Yeah, Sig-U. Remember us?
Sig-U.
I was cheering for you, man.
Yeah, it was
you
and Vega, your boy Tony the Villain Vega.
Yeah,
I'm
and it was somebody else. He was with another dude.
OC Diesel.
Yeah, OC Diesel.
We were all hanging out in the parking lot.
Drinking some beers, man.
Oh, shit, you're from Virginia. You're a rapper. And
he's from Carolina.
North Carolina. You got that heavy accent.
Mm-hmm.
You look like Sean Eastwood.
Who's in Carolina?
Who's in Carolina?
It
probably is. They're probably related.
Yo, none.
He gets another round of applause. And everyone said, like, John the Don, Gigi Gotti, everyone's commenting on the bottom, like, yo, this is the best Nun has ever performed.
Nun came with the energy barking.
And you know what? He, in his second round, that's the only one I noticed freestyle because Loso said something in his first round about Hunger Games, and Nun
rebutted it
in the second round. Like, I don't know what he said, but he mentioned that Hunger Games. I was like, oh, he's freestyling.
Well, Nun came out barking in the first.
He did.
I thought Nun, I was like, oh, that
his
was a
face
really
popping out his neck and everything. Like, his face is all red. Like, yo, he brought the fire. He did.
The energy.
Mm-hmm.
The energy. I'm like, yo, that was a very, 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 very good round by Nun. But then Loso came out and he was screaming.
He was okay in the first round.
I think that's the only round you can give Loso.
Yes. Because after that, I feel like Loso kept saying the same thing over and over again.
Repeating
like,
the same angle.
When he came up with, that's how you came up with your name, because you was Nun. Like, he just kept throwing the same stupid
The Nun flips.
Nun flips. Like, he just kept saying the same thing.
And you know what?
That's the first battle that you actually heard fans. The crowd.
The crowd. What's with the the horseman gas. What's with the Loso gas and the Saga gas?
It's funny because Nun when he was battling, he's looking right at Loso. When Loso's battling, he's looking at the crowd like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Give me some.
Hurry me up.
Give me some
energy.
And they did.
Give it to me.
Acid Man brought it up like, yo.
Yo, y'all need to shut up. Y'all gotta stop.
There's not supposed to be a crowd here. Like, you guys gotta stop with that.
And they're hyping up Loso,
but it wasn't
so
enough.
Bad. Like, come on, nobody heard nothing from anybody.
No,
during the whole night, and as soon as Loso comes, his buddies just start cheerleading so hard.
Yep.
And you know what? It it hurt him because when it came down to the, like, Nunda had an awesome third. Nunda had three great rounds. But when Loso was rapping, he was, like, basically pausing and looking for reaction. Or, like, he was waiting for reaction.
Him, like,
looking like, aren't you going to shoot for that, guys?
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose to stop and tell you.
I need a minute. Like,
Nope.
He's so used to the crowd hyping him up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit, that was fire.
Yeah.
So, and he got that from his boys in the audience. They gave it to him. They're throwing it at him a little bit. To the point where it was making people mad. Like, yo, where did the crowd come from?
Yeah, he had a crowd, basically.
Yes.
But it hindered him because, like, when you're not just rapping, nothing else was just rapping. Like, yo.
It was, and he was rebuttaling everything Loso said. Oh, you said this?
Yeah, he had a nice little rebuttal in there.
Like, yeah.
But he was chewing.
He was the first one that I actually noticed that he freestyled. I can't tell you anybody else on this card that had.
Oh, Danny Myers. Danny Myers was doing it.
Was he?
Yeah, Danny Myers was doing it.
Yeah, he freestyled. I was like, oh shit, he's actually rebuttaling what he just said. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, you have to respect it, but you can't. It's like, yo, your friends in the back that happen to be able to get into the event aren't going to be able to save you, man.
Crowd cheering
you. You've got to rap.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh. Like,
They can.
It just wasn't
they
enough.
They definitely tried to gas him. They tried to gas him up. And it just wasn't working. None was just coming like, bang, 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 bang.
A lot of people on the
Tiger uppercut.
On the chat, on the bottom of this, the caffeine app, a lot of people were saying that was the best battle of the night.
Ooh,
was the Nunnun. Like, I think a lot of people were so shocked how that Nunnun showed up the way he did.
Nah.
Like, they're like, that's the best I've ever seen Nunnun. I've never seen him on fire like that. But Loso was the fan favorite. Loso was the predicted win. Loso was the one that everybody expected to win.
Yes.
Nunnun, they're like, he's going to beat him easy.
That's what I was saying.
Loso
was
the popular vote, I guess you could say.
That's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to lose. Oh, he's going to win.
And then they're like, nope. The first upset of the night. Nunnun. Nunnun got the fan vote, and then I forget the judges. Was it unanimous, Nunnun?
Yeah. So let's get into that. So they split it, right? Like, it was the judge vote was split.
It came down to the fans.
It came down to the fans.
And the fans, more fans than Nunnun.
Yes.
Nunnun had, like, almost 1,000 more fans than Loso. That's right.
Tony Broke picked
500. He had 500 more fans. 500 more votes than Loso. It was, Nunnun had, like, 3,200 and something. Loso had 2,700 and something.
Yeah. Yeah, Nunnun, it came down to it. So, 40 Bars and
Tony Bro
picked Nunnun. For some gods, I don't know.
Method Man picked Loso.
I don't know. Like, he's trying to tell me they weren't biased, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, for some reason, Iron Solomon was
Iron
biased
Solomon
as shit.
Iron Solomon and Method Man need to be replaced as shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man. Like,
put Star on
Cal. Like,
put Star.
Anybody that's just going to be honest and doesn't let their personal relationships with these guys.
Like, you know, like Method Man and Iron Solomon will probably talk to somebody back. Like, oh, I'm going to pick you. I'm going to pick you.
I got you, dog. All the way to Cal.
I put money on you. I'm going to pick you. Right.
Yeah. Something.
Cal.
Like, come on, man. Something was off about.
That was the first judge upset, where it wasn't unanimous.
Yes. So, if we go into it, like, I don't see how or anybody thought that Loso won that battle at all. I thought Nunnun was clearer. I thought Nunnun had more energy.
Better.
I thought Nunnun was just flat out better than
Loso.
Loso,
I was just hearing the same things over and over and over and over and over again.
And then he was stopping and pausing
and
like he wasn't clean.
The imaginary crowd that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. He wasn't clean.
And all
clean.
Of a sudden you're like, oh, you hear the background noise. Like, where'd they come from? Who brought cheerleaders to this event? Nobody else had cheerleaders.
I know.
another round of applause from Emma. He did bring $25,000. He definitely stepped his game up, and he deserved to win.
Yes.
All right.
So
then we got
the next one. On to the next
franchise and Pink the Demon.
All right. This one was kind of different for me. I wasn't like I wanted
Pink one, right?
Pink one.
But a lot of people were upset saying franchise got robbed.
I don't see that. Did you think that? Like,
no. Franchise is boring to me. He was boring.
Yeah. Franchise was definitely like, I don't know what franchise was doing.
Truthfully, that was probably one of the most boringest fights of the night. Like, to be honest with you, because Tink and Demon wasn't all that interesting either.
Well, Tink was definitely talking.
He was talking.
He was.
He was talking more than, he's the one that looked like, they're like, yo, he looks like he's about to pass out. And the third round, his face is like, now he's a black guy, so when people look like black people, their face gets gray. His face is all gray, and he's swaying back and forth, like, they're commenting on the bottom, like, yo, he looks like he's about to pass out. Like,
yo, Tink. I don't know. I just think it's like.
You think Tink got it?
Tink edged
and
everything.
That was again unanimous judge.
Every round, yeah.
Tink won unanimous by the judges.
Because Franchise was basically, he was just rapping so fast, like, blah, 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 blah. I know that's what he does, but it's like, it was actually what Tink was saying to him, like, then he did an X-Men little scheme, like, you know, like, you're basically like Rogue, you steal everybody else's stuff, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, God, I thought
Tink, I was like, oh, you can, not, yeah, he's trying to Mortal Kombat. One of them.
Well, that's when Mike P. Mike P. did that to Tink the Demon. I'll show you that battle later. But okay. But I'm not mad at Tink the Demon. Do you think the Tink the Demon won that?
Yes.
All
right. Yeah, all right. I think he won. Definitely. All right. Then we got into Holmesy and the Saga. Holmesy the God and the Saga. And
this is a huge upset. Like the Loso one. This is just as big as an upset. Let's applaud the from the beautiful Garden State, Holmesy the God.
Holmesy won it 3-0. Maybe 2-1 if I had to give a round to the Saga, it would be the very last round. If I had to give a round, but I think it's 3-0.
I think it was 3-0.
And that was too bad. That was an upset, too. They're like, oh, I think everybody expected Saga to win. They're just like, no.
You tried, like, I don't know what Saga was doing.
He really, you got to stop with the Jesus verses. Like, he was stuttering.
I don't know what he was doing.
Every round, he stumbled 3 times. I was counting them. Every round, he would, like, repeat his lines and then repeat it. And you know he's stumbling. He'd forget his lines. He covered it up good.
He was trying to put his arm around him, like, I'm just leaning on God.
Yeah.
Like,
he's stumbling.
You stumble, you fumble, and you almost choke.
And he stumbled every round. Every round.
Yeah, he did. Every round he stumbled. Every round.
And he was like, spit like this, where Holmesy's like, in his face, like,
yes.
Well, I just said this, and I'm,
confidence. Confidence in knowing their material of what they were saying.
When they're hype, it makes you hype. Like, oh, like I said, even if you don't know what they're saying, when they're fucking hype and they're bouncing around in their faces, you're like, oh my God, man, this is getting me excited. Like,
yes.
But when
they
sit there, like, I'm like, turn it off. It's boring.
Unconfident in what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He had no confidence in what he was saying. Like,
no, absolutely not.
He was so unsure of what he was saying. Like, he just was, like,
talking. That showed, too. Like, it showed. It shows.
Yeah. I don't know.
The four horsemen are out.
Yeah.
Four horsemen. Yeah. Everyone's like, dude, we know you're a Christian. Lay off the Jesus verses, all right? Like, get it, you're Christian. Christians don't talk like that, right?
That's a fact. So, I'm just so proud of Helmsy again. Let's applaud him once more. One more time. Met him at a CIGU event. Shout out to Elijah.
Yep. He's on. There's pictures on the Barbershop Talk Radio Facebook page.
Mr. Holmes,
I'm going to put it in this chat.
Should. You know what? I hope that.
That's when Nikki came to.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. That's the last one we went to.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. No. We went to one after that. Oh, a couple after that. It was just me and you, though.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next one. Holmesy, congratulations once again.
The very last round of the day was Mike P versus Ryder. Now
this is where. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is where it got a little crazy. Because like I said, I don't know Mike P. I don't know Ryder. I don't know anything about these battle rappers.
Unbiased.
From my opinion, Ryder won. 2-1.
Yo, at least
2-1.
2-1.
Definitely won the second round.
2-1 was clear.
Yeah.
2-1 was clear.
I think people felt bad for Mike P because the way he was like, he was shutting him down. Like, Mike P was talking about Mike P's girlfriend and how he fucked Mike P's girlfriend and all this shit. And Mike P, like, after each round, he's like, yo, that's supposed to be your girl.
He's supposed to be your friend.
And then the next
why'd you do that to me?
Suck for saying that. Like, he was so mad.
He's
standing there, and you can see the steam coming out of his fucking head, his forehead.
I got it.
You can see the smoke coming out of his forehead, like, and everyone on the bottom of the chat is talking, like, yo, if they don't hug, because every other battler shook hands and hugged at the end of the event. They did not shake hands and hug. Mike P walked off the stage talking shit to Jay Black, and Jay Black's like, I know, man. I got you. I'm with you. I got you. Like,
yeah, that's because he put money on it. But no way in hell he, in his mind, that Jay Black thinks that Mike P won that battle.
Maybe. Mike P won off
battle.
Of popularity.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
That was it. But not, if we're looking and judging off of the battle.
The performance, yes.
Mike P lost.
He did. Ryder was better. Way better. His
Mike
bars were
P
better. They were angled
lost.
At Mike P. He just, like, Ryder was just better. He just was. I was sitting here like, oh, shit, where's my popcorn?
Oh, if I got an angle about I smashed your girl. She has
a tattoo on her cheek.
Tattoo on her butt cheek. She has a C-section scar. Oh, yo, applaud him. Applaud him.
Some people are mad, like, at Ryder, like, he shouldn't have gone that deep. Ryder's out there with his silk shirt on, he was all dressed classy, like he was from the 1980s, with his silk shirt button down on.
Had the sock of me hanging out. I thought Ryder won the first and the second, clearly, and I thought he won the third. But Mike P, I won't argue with anybody. Mike P actually turned it up in the third.
Yeah,
but
that was the only time he turned it up. But
that was the only time. Exactly. That was the only time he turned it up.
First and second.
How the F does Method Man say? Like, you know what? How does Method Man say? How?
Method Man and Iron Solomon.
Yeah.
Once again.
First of all, Iron Solomon's buddies with freaking Mike P.
Yeah.
And then Method Man, I seen him on Matt Hoffa's show, my expert opinion, and Mike P was like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here with Method Man. So it was clearly a bias.
Yes.
Situation with that. Like,
and then it came down to Tony Bro and 40 Bars picked Ryder.
Hold up. Let's applaud Tony Bro, man. The only one keeping it real. Let's applaud her as well.
Except for the Bill question.
Yo,
you better replace
Mike P. I've never seen Mike P. clearly lose like that and still win.
And still win, yes.
Somehow, Smack needs to correct this. and actually put either put Ryder back in it because it's a joke.
It is.
You smack knows.
So
Mike P lost.
It came down to
matter of fact, Mike P knows he lost.
It came down to
the way he stormed off the
talking
floor.
Talking shit to Jake.
Talking shit like
you hear this motherfucker.
Like. He was so angry, he reacted off of an angle that Ryder used about smashing his girl.
He reacted after every round, after Ryder's every round, like, yeah, that's supposed to be your girl.
That's supposed to be y'all supposed to be friends.
And then the next round, he's like, you suck for going there. And then he said something like, it's Goliath by head or something like that. He commented after every one of his rounds.
All Mike P did was make himself look bad. He made himself look bad with it. Like,
It's true. He really did fuck his girl.
Yeah.
Where's my popcorn?
If it wasn't true, he wouldn't have been reacting like that.
No, he wouldn't have.
Because if I'm like, yeah, I smashed your girl. And if it's not true,
whatever, you don't care.
Like, okay.
But you saw the steam coming out of Mike P's face.
He wanted, he wanted to punch him.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted to punch him.
I was waiting for
him. He got emotional.
He was standing there with his fist clenched.
Like,
his teeth
arms
were
balled up. Like,
he's grinding his teeth. His face was all red. Like,
mad. And then he tried to rebuttal it. He tried to rebuttal something, but it fell flat and it didn't hit. And he was angry.
Yeah, he was.
He was angry. He was
clearly angry.
He was angry because he's not going to go home and beat his girl up. Shit. Like, you said with this
wife.
Fucking nigger.
He's like baby mama. And this guy's talking about how she smashed every battle rapper out there and you went and wiped her up.
Yeah. And he said, like, Hadouken kink.
Yeah.
Her throat, I used it. Yeah. And so, oh, shit, Ryder.
Yeah.
Yo.
Ryder.
Man.
So
yo.
The judge voted, it was 2-2.
Method Man's biased because he knows who Mike P is. He likes
and
Mike
Iron
P.
Solomon.
And Iron Solomon is, there was no way in, I said it, there's no way in hell Iron Solomon's not going to pick Mike P.
Right.
Okay. Only person keeping it
at
40 bars.
We were shocked. They're like,
because he
P.
didn't
like,
lose.
No way.
He didn't lose. Ryder did not lose. Yo, I could almost say it was the third. But Mike P, like, turned it up at the end of his third round.
Yeah. He was mad.
I would say, I want to say that Ryder won 3-0. 2-1, maybe, definitely. 2-1, maybe 3-0. And
yes.
To lose?
Yeah. And
you
so
lost because Method Man
vote.
Knows Mike P and Iron Solomon, that's his buddy?
It came
and
down to the fan vote, basically, because the judges were tied.
Come on.
So it came down to the fan vote, and Mike P had, like, 150, 200 more fan votes than Ryder.
Well, Mike P also has a caffeine deal where he plays Call of Duty and shit.
Oh, really?
He's paid to do that shit.
So people know him more than Ryder.
A lot
like,
of people know.
He's a bigger name than Ryder.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But if we're judging off of what
performance.
What we watched, what we watched and what we saw, there's no way in hell you can tell me or try to even convince me that Mike P won that battle.
I agree. Like
he lost.
Said, I don't even know Mike P. I don't even know Ryder, but Ryder was better.
Yo, he lost.
And I was like, oh,
it's
man,
so...
this guy's bringing the fire. Like, oh, shit. Boom. Like, I feel like some people may have voted for Mike P because they felt bad that he... Ryder kind of trashed on his girl so much, like
I don't know what it was.
I'm like, yo, he's getting votes because people are feeling sympathetic towards him.
You
like,
think he was getting
sympathy votes? Yes,
pity votes.
Yes, I think so.
Because
people feel
Ryder
bad.
Played
they're
him
like,
out
oh,
pretty,
I know what it feels
bad.
Like, yo. Uh-huh. I know what that feels like to have his girl fuck somebody else, and then the dude sitting there throwing it in your face, like,
yo, that's a shame. But he still lost. He still lost. And
shouldn't have wiped the hoe.
I mean,
shouldn't have wiped up a hoe.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Mike P didn't win, though.
Mike P did not win. And I'm not... To boycott Mike P's loss, I'm not watching Mike P's next battle in this tournament. I'm not.
Were the two upsets. The Young Cannon and Ryder. They should have won. There were the two upsets of the night. Ryder and Young Cannon should be on the next card, not Mike P and Bill Collector.
Yes. Mike P. He was so cocky and arrogant. You should have seen him on his face off. He was talking so much shit. Talking like
yeah,
riders beneath me. Riders beneath me.
Pulled his shit out and smacked him in the face with it.
Yes.
And then put it back.
Yes. yes. It took my pee shirt and wiped it off.
Yes.
Wiped off the finishing.
Yes. Finish him.
Finish him. Yeah, he smoked. I think he
smacked him in the cheek with his shit.
Yeah.
Put it away. Like,
yeah. Teabagged him.
Yes, he did.
Teabagged him. And still lost because of a friggin' biased
popularity.
Arn Solomon,
yeah.
And a corny ass, but he had his whole fucking, all his followers from his
that's another one that had fans in the audience voting,
yeah,
for Mike P and shit. That's another,
yeah,
one that had fans, like everyone's watching here, like, ooh, like, oh, there's, he's got fans too?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely wanna oh man, I definitely would have just like, stop watching, because like, how, this is what ruined boxing.
You know what,
okay?
A lot of
having
people have said that.
Win, well, having people win that, who didn't win.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of people said that in the chat on the bottom, like, this is what ruined battle rap. Stuff,
yeah,
like, this is what ruined battle rap. Like, you can't,
yes,
it's too biased.
It is, and everybody has an agenda.
Yeah.
Mike P lost. It's okay for Mike P to lose. Like, you lost.
It's
you
clear
lost,
that the
you
judges
lost,
have
lost
money on this. That's all they talk about the whole time. It's all they talked about. Like, oh,
but
my God.
Man, didn't
he
say he's worth $20 million?
Yeah, that's what it said on Google, that he's worth $20 million. But, I mean, it's clear that people have money on these battles.
I think
they're like, oh, man, this just messed up my bracket. Like, this messed it up. I just, you made me lose money. People were typing in the bottom, like, you lost me $2,500. I want my money back. I want my money.
I just think that it's just wrong.
Yeah, it definitely
I think it's wrong that
it went down like that.
Yeah.
He got robbed. Ryder got robbed.
Super robbed.
He definitely
super
did.
Super robbed.
He definitely did. Alright, so then we got 2 weeks will be the next tournament. August 15th. It will be the winners of this battle each other. So I don't know what order they're going to be in. It's going to be Holmesy the God versus Emerson Kennedy, Danny Myers versus Keith the Demon, Nun Nun versus Mr. Wavy, and Bill Collector versus Mike P. That's the next round in 2 weeks. So I feel like Holmesy can beat Emerson, Danny Myers can beat Keith the Demon, Nun Nun can beat Mr. Wavy, and I'm not sure. I think Bill Collector can beat Mike P.
If Nun Nun comes with that same energy.
No, yeah.
That, well, he's going to need more than that. But Nun Nun and Holmesy have, let's applaud them, have like the two best upsets of the night.
Young Ken versus Ryder instead of Bill Collector versus,
yeah,
P.
I like Bill, but I just think he lost, Bill.
I don't know.
I think you barely lost, but I think you lost. Like, let's like not get it. Let's
just
like
looking at the card setup and the way things are going down and who advanced to the next round. I think the final is going to be either Danny Myers and Bill Collector.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the final.
That's what I think is going to be in the finals.
Ooh.
It's going to come down to Danny Myers or Bill Collector. You know why? Because they're the biggest names.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be shocked if, I think either Danny Myers or Bill Collector is going to win
the whole
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could definitely see that.
They're the two biggest names on the next card.
I don't know. At this point, like, I don't know because
you don't know what
people will fucking take your fucking battle away from you and say you lost.
Oh, some bullshit. Just because they like the other person better.
I don't know. But I'm a Danny Myers fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Danny Myers fan. I'm a Bill Collector fan, but I'm a Young Cannon fan. I'm a Nun Nun fan. I like all these guys.
And
I'm a Holmesy fan. All these guys. I like all these guys.
Yeah.
All these guys.
Yeah, Holmesy can beat Emerson. Danny can definitely beat Chase the Demon.
Yeah.
Nana can beat Mr. Wavy.
Danny has to bring the energy. Tink was nice tonight, though.
Tink was nice, but Danny was better.
Franchise was bringing energy. Yeah. Barking. But he's just so, like, rapid pace. Bark. And then Tink, like, kind of took that away from him. Like, yo, you're a copier.
Yeah.
You steal this from this guy. So he kind of took an angle and punched. So,
What are they calling him? Geechee Gotti.
Oh, yeah. That's what the chat was saying.
About
franchise.
Look, Geechee's winning.
Yeah.
So. They're like, he's already round one. The other guy's franchise started off. They're like, oh, he's already sounded like Geechee Gotti.
Yeah, so they...
He's a copycat. Like.
I get it. Shit. Okay. So, on the next one, how about... we can just start another one.
We can
after
do that.
Like, I don't want to end this. We can, what do we got? That's all of it. So that's
round,
it.
Yeah.
So the who's, do we go over who won against who's going against who?
Yeah, Holmesy versus Emerson Kennedy.
So Holmesy versus, all right, let's make some picks, some predictions. All right,
so who do you think?
You saw. I mean,
I didn't
really,
see
really watch
Emerson
it.
Kennedy, but I'm going to pick Holmesy.
Okay, you got Holmesy over Emerson Kennedy?
Yes.
Okay. Danny Myers versus Tink the Demon.
I got Danny Myers.
I got Danny Myers.
Nun versus Mr. Wavy. I got Nun.
I like Nun too.
Yeah,
but
I like Nun.
I think I'm gonna pick Mr. Wavy.
Alright, and then Bill Collector versus Mike Tate. I got Bill Collector.
I don't fucking care, man. I think Mike Tate should be gone.
Mike and Bill Collector.
Yeah, and Bill Collector, but I think Bill Collector was way better than Mike P was.
Yes.
Bill Collector would, if Bill Collector was rapping against Mike P, he would have smoked him,
too. Yeah, Bill Collector had he said some cool shit. Like,
yeah,
he had some good fucking bars.
Give me Bill. I'm going with Bill. All
right, and then you got Holmesy and Emerson Kennedy.
I picked Holmesy. I want Holmesy. Of course, Jersey.
All right, so we got all the same except for you got Mr. Wavy and I got
Yeah, I got Mr. Wavy over none. Even though I like none. But I just think that,
I think he just had a little bit more fire than Mr. Wavy.
He fucking was barking all over, so like,
he's shutting him down.
Where's the gunshots? He's smoking Loso, yo. Like, give me the shotgun shotgun. Give me the shotgun shot.
Busting on them.
So, but this is like, I mean, we don't do fucking battle rap. Like, I mean, I love battle rap, but we don't do battle rap. So that's in right there. Like, I mean, hold up. Let's plug in everything that we do. All right.
So anyone who wants to call in, we're on live Mondays, 516-387-1879. Support the channel. Buy a t-shirt.
StubHugRadioStore.com. That's our thing. Overpaid, overworked and underpaid.
You put any job.
Any logo for rework or whatever you want on it.
You don't want it overworked, underpaid. We have plenty of other options. Check out the website.
Black Lives Matter, and then also
there's wrestling. There's TV shows.
Everything.
Anything sports, like. We got a bunch of different shirts. $20, BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. Don't forget to check it out.
That's BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com.
If you don't want to buy a t-shirt, you can throw some money in the cash at Barbershop Talk Radio. Support our channel. And check us out on YouTube, YUN9 space SLIM. Like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button.
And thumbs up shit that you like, please. We need it. We're trying to grow here, man.
Yeah.
We're getting stages of what we're doing.
We're
and
trying to reach out to a bigger audience. We're doing battle rap. Maybe we can
TV get shows. We do everything that we want to do, man. It's like we don't have to stick in one lane.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Do whatever we feel like doing.
what's enjoyable to us.
Yeah, we're not stuck in one category. We do whatever.
And the number is, if you want to ever call the show, it's...
We're on live Mondays, 9:30, 10-ish.
Yep. 516.
387.
1879.
And then if you don't follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Barbershop Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, and caffeine, too. I got to join Naked Follows. That's what I was...
You can follow on caffeine?
Yeah. It was Young Slim... what was it? Young Slim...
I didn't know.
1224?
I didn't know they could follow on caffeine.
Yeah, man. So, you know, how about... I'm going to start broadcasting.
Yeah, Young Slim 1224.
Yeah, Young Slim 1224.
So you can broadcast live streams through here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we should do that and then, you know, go from there.
That's our next thing. We're going to work on broadcasting live streams. So, when we're on, you'll also be able to see, like, Tone or whoever calls in. You'll be able to see their face instead of just their voice.
Uh-huh. So that's
the next thing we're working on. Like,
people want to see what you're doing.
Live streams,
You know, that's like, shout out to judges real quick. You know, Method Man, Art Solomon with the freaking looking like, what was that? Art Solomon, when did Art Solomon start growing his hair? I mean, I seen him growing his hair, but now his hair is like down to his, in the middle of his back.
White people's hair grows faster than black people, but it wasn't even the hair that got me. It was the beard, perfectly cut, like perfectly. There was no like, no hair out of place. It was perfectly trimmed.
Art Solomon.
Like a box. He was like trying to make a box. Like Abraham Lincoln, like a box.
Art Solomon looks like a lichen. He looks like Teen Wolf's dad.
Dynasty, like.
Yo, what's with that, man?
God.
I mean, I'm for it all, like, you know, everybody being individual.
Tough times, we're going through a pandemic right now.
Wow, Art Solomon has some mane.
His beard was clearly trimmed recently.
That was definitely shaped up.
That was perfectly manicured.
Perfection.
Yes.
But, come on, man. Like, that's crazy. Yo, Art Solomon's beard, not beard, but his hair was just like... I don't even know what to say. Feel like, I don't know, it's like some long shit.
Yeah.
Long shit.
Like,
and the beard was all fluffed up and
trimmed perfectly.
Trimmed,
boxed.
Shaped up and puffed.
It boxed. It wasn't even like yours is rounded and you could tell like his was took scissors and was boxed. Perfectly boxed. Perfect. I'm like, oh my god, that's the part that's
perfect.
I'm like, oh my, look at his beard. It's perfectly boxed.
Iron Solomon, but yeah, shots to you, Iron. You need to either step your shit up.
Or
like,
don't be a judge again.
Don't be a judge, man. Like,
are they going to be the judges on the next round?
I'm not sure, but he just definitely doesn't need
every
to
time?
Be. He don't need to be a judge, man. He started out so well. But yeah,
I'm sure he's biased. He's a battle rapper from the league.
Biased, but you can't be biased in this
I'm
world,
sure he's
man.
Friends with a lot of these people. I'm sure he's battled a lot of these people. Like, Iron Solomon is a fairly, like, I've heard his name before, so I'm sure he's battled a lot of these people before.
Alright, but come on, you can't be biased, like, just because your boy is fucking
right.
Mike P.
Right, not when you're supposed to be a judge of
now,
competition.
There's
where they're
no
winning
way
$5,000, like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there's no way in hell
I'd
they
be,
care and tell me that.
Submitting a lawsuit, like, yo, I just got robbed. I got robbed by a little old lady on the phone.
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming. If I was writing, that's what I'd be saying to Smack, like, I got robbed by Meth Man and Iron Solomon, and I didn't even see it coming. They robbed him. They did. They robbed him of a chance to win that 25 Gs.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so the next round, August 15th, we'll see who makes it from there, and that's it. You got anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
That's it.
I'm trying to think. Like, no, the only thing I have to add is that they need to change some of
The judging.
The judging.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's been bitching about judging before, but I think this is it. Like, this is dagger,
Tony Bro
man.
Was
like,
good.
Tony Bro, let's applaud Tony Bro.
40 bars was good. It's okay.
Applaud her as well.
Collectors.
Yeah, that's the only ones I didn't like, but other than that, man, They were great. Method Man was just coattail riding and picking
up. That's what everybody else was doing. Picking other people.
Nope. Freddie Barnes knows that she didn't want to pick freaking
No, she didn't.
Bill Collector.
She looked down at the ground like, I'm gonna have to go to everybody else and pick Bill Collector.
She didn't want to do that.
You didn't break down each round and which parts you liked and which verses you liked or nothing like you did on all seven other battles.
I know.
She just had her head down like whispering like, because they even asked her like, who'd you say?
Yeah.
Bill Collector. Who was it? Bill Collector.
Bill.
Yeah, like, she didn't want to pick him.
No, she didn't. I could tell.
Mm-mm.
But, whatever. We all get caught up in some shit that we don't want to do. So, let's rock. That's it, then.
We'll see y'all next time.
Next time. All right, let's rock with the Shizai. Comes on.